Certainly had an explosive week in the world of science this week, Phil, with scientists actually being able to see a star ending its life.
Absolutely, and this is the first time we've basically been able to see the process from start to finish of a star basically blowing itself up. This is what happens when a star comes to the end of its life. It basically just destroys itself. And Princeton researcher Alicia Soderberg and her colleagues were actually lucky to spot this basically by chance. On January the 9th this year, they were using a satellite called SWIFT to look at a galaxy 88 million light years away.
That's not close, is it?
It's pretty far away. So it'd take you a long while in your car to get there. And suddenly, in the same galaxy, a bright flash of X-rays they saw. Nothing that they expected from this galaxy. And it lasted for about 10 minutes. And essentially, just by chance, they'd spotted a supernova going off, this star blowing itself up. So they managed to feed the coordinates of this supernova to other telescopes around the globe, including the Hubble Space Telescope. And quickly, everyone looked at it and managed to watch what happened as this supernova processed through its different stages.
Why did they see the X-rays? What do we think is going on to make that happen?
Okay, well, what happens when a star ends its life, a big star like this, is the insides basically start to collapse. And as the insides collapse, they form a massive shockwave, and then the whole thing bounces back and explodes. And in the very hot area around this shockwave, as it blows itself outwards, you get X-rays formed just simply because of this such intense heat going on. And this is the first time we've ever been able to see this sort of process all the way through.
Well, presumably because by the time people spot it and get all the big telescopes onto it, most of it's already happened. So
yeah,
because they happened to be looking in just the right direction at the time to see it, they then had everything pointing in the right direction almost instantly.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole process lasts maybe 10 minutes or so. And, this is a star that's been there for probably 10 billion years minding its own business, and suddenly in 10 minutes the whole process ends. So to happen to catch that on pure chance, is a million to one shot, essentially. So it's just good fortune that we managed to spot it this time.
And the key question, Phil, did the observations agree with what the theoretical scientists think should happen when a star ends its life?
See, that's quite difficult. Actually, we've, up until recently, not really known how on Earth a supernova happens. When people try to create a computer model of what happens during a supernova, what they tend to find is that the whole thing doesn't work. They actually can't make a computer model of a star explode. So actually being able to see this for the first time really helps with that. And these are really important things within the whole universe. Essentially, a supernova blasts material into the universe that is only formed within stars. This is things like iron and lead, gold, all these sort of elements that make up, well, the planets and us in theory as well. The carbon that we're made of came out of a supernova once.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that we're all literally made of bits of dead star,
absolutely,
which all happened to just conglomerate in the right place to make our solar system about 4.5 billion years ago.
Exactly right.